Section 5, Tourism. As you read, look for the following. How important tourism is to Missouri's economy. Vocabulary term, tourism. You have probably been a tourist more than once in your life. Just think of the last time your family went on vacation or took a trip. You might have visited an amusement park or historic site, stayed in a motel, and ate at a restaurant. Maybe you bought souvenirs, or perhaps your parents rented a car. All of that adds to the state's economy and is called tourism. Tourism is the activity of people visiting a place for fun and recreation, the money they spend, and the businesses and places that serve them. Many of the tourists in Missouri are Missourians themselves, visiting our own sites and attractions. But more than half of the 38 million people who visit Missouri's attractions each year come from other states and countries. They come to see our parks, lakes and streams, museums and sports teams, big cities and little towns, fairs and festivals, historic sites, and shopping centers. They come to visit zoos or go fishing and boating. They come to hike in the Ozarks or ride on the Katy Trail. They come to see the shows at Branson or the exhibits at the State Fair at Sedalia. They come to explore caves or go to the top of the Arch in St. Louis and the Liberty Memorial in Kansas City. They come to see the homes of famous Missourians like Mark Twain in Hannibal or Laura Ingalls Wilder in Mansfield, or to see the homes of their own ancestors who once lived in Missouri. Page 105. While they are here, tourists spend money on food and lodging, on rented canoes and theater tickets, on postcards and silly hats, on fishing licenses and fuel, on roller coaster rides and t-shirts. They are served by waiters in restaurants, ticket takers at amusement parks, clerks at convenience stores, musicians at stage shows, cooks at hot dog stands, worm growers at bait shops, rangers at state parks, and cotton candy sellers at ballparks. Tourism in Missouri employs nearly 290,000 people each year and adds more than $13 billion to the state's economy. Did you know? Missouri has 4 covered bridges that were built in the 19th century and are still standing today. They attract thousands of tourists each year. Do you remember? Number 1. What types of activities does tourism involve? Number 2. Name a tourist attraction in your town or county. Page 106. Missouri Places. Branson. Each year, 8 million people visit the area around the southwest Missouri town of Branson. Many come for the trout fishing in the rivers and lakes. Others come to see the artists and craftspeople using tools and materials the early settlers used. But most come for the music. On most days, visitors can choose from 90 different shows at 45 different theaters. That is a far cry from the 1950s. Then, there might be 1 or 2 shows a night in the basement of a city hall. Sometimes musicians played in a makeshift building on the edge of town before only a handful of people waved in from the highway. People first settled Taney County about the time Missouri became a state. They were attracted by the natural beauty of the hills and rushing streams. They didn't mind that they were isolated from the rest of the world. That began to change in 1907, when Harold Bell Wright's best-selling book, The Shepherd of the Hills, was published. It told the story of a preacher among the hill people. Their simple lifestyle was attractive to many people. In 1913, a dam on the White River formed Lake Taneycomo and attracted growing numbers of people to fish or go boating. At the same time, Branson was incorporated, became a city, with a population of 1,200 people. After World War II, cars became more common. People were more willing to make the difficult trip over narrow roads to Branson. The quiet little town also attracted artists and craftspeople and those just looking for a simpler life. To make a living, some of these people started playing country music at night for the visitors who had come to fish and boat during the day. A second dam on the White River formed Table Rock Lake in 1954. Better highways made it easier for even more people to travel to the Branson area. One of the attractions was Marvel Cave and the amusement park built above it, called Silver Dollar City. Many of the artists and craftspeople found work at Silver Dollar City. That attracted even more visitors. The growing number of visitors meant more customers for the music shows, more theaters, and more musicians. In the 1980s, nationally known music stars like Roy Clark and Andy Williams opened theaters that began attracting tourists from around the country. Still more stars began to open their own theaters. Before long, busloads of people were coming to Branson, and it became known as the live music capital of the world. Today, there are 201 motels and hotels and 408 restaurants in the Branson area. Nearly 60,000 people live there year-round, working in the businesses that serve the 8 million visitors each year. Page 108, Chapter Review. Summary. In this chapter, you read about the major parts of Missouri's economy. That economy has changed as technology changed. Missouri's rich natural resources make it possible for farmers to grow crops and raise animals. They also provide the raw materials for manufacturing, sources of energy, and opportunities for recreation. Agriculture remains an important part of the state's economy, but the number of people working in agriculture or agribusiness continues to shrink. Missouri has been a manufacturing leader in automobiles, aviation, and aerospace. The state's manufacturers also make a wide variety of items used every day by consumers. Missouri's economy is part of a worldwide economy where goods are sold and bought in countries around the globe. This global economy is changing the types of jobs Missourians do. Missouri's natural attractions, parks, cities, and towns, its recreation, entertainment, and sports activities, its fairs, festivals, and history are all reasons thousands of people from other states and countries visit our state as tourists. Remember, use the following terms to complete the sentences below. Cash crop, drought, erosion, factories, finite resources, irrigate, manufactured, natural resources, quarries, renewable resources, self-sufficient. 1. Blank are those that occur naturally. Some resources, such as limestone and granite, are blasted and cut from deep pits or hillsides called 2 blank. Natural resources, such as trees, are called 3 blank because they can be grown again. Resources that cannot be renewed are known as 4 blank. The resource soil is easily lost to 5 blank when it blows or washes away. One important resource that we cannot live without is water. Sometimes we experience a water shortage called a 6 blank. When this happens, farmers must 7 blank or bring water to their fields. In the southeastern part of Missouri, farmers grew cotton as a 8 blank or a crop raised to be sold for a profit. Most early settlers of Missouri were 9 blank, meaning they made almost everything they needed to survive. Today, many of the items we need are 10 blank in 11 blank. Page 109. Understand. Answer the following questions in complete sentences. Number 1. What is the effect of a global economy? Number 2. What are some ways we can make resources last longer? Number 3. Why do farmers rotate crops? Number 4. Why is water important to farming? Number 5. Who were the first settlers of Missouri? Number 6. Name 2 early cash crops of Missouri. Number 7. Explain what agribusiness is and how it affects Missouri. Number 8. Why is tourism important to Missouri? Think about it. Number 1. In a short paragraph, compare the two groups in an economy. Number 2. Think about the last time you were a tourist. Make a list of the places you visited, where you stayed, and where you ate. List also the souvenirs you bought and what type of transportation you used. Number 3. Draw a land use and resource map of Missouri. Use symbols to show the major ways Missourians use the land and where the resources are located in Missouri. Be sure to include a map legend. Write about it. Think about the products that are manufactured in Missouri. Write a short paragraph explaining how Missouri products have changed with the times. Use the Internet. Go to website epa.gov/RECYCLECITY. Click on Go to Recycle City and play the Dump Town game. Work together. With a partner or in a small group, research how people use the natural resources of Missouri. Choose several resources to report about. Put together an oral presentation for the rest of the class.